From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Zimbabwe's ruling party Central Committee members Sunday stood and cheered as the official chairing of the emergency meeting announced plans to remove longtime President Robert Mugabe from his leadership post. Obert Mpofu is chairman of the emergency meeting.
Events that have unfolded in the last four weeks necessitate our meeting here today. The entire nation is excited that the Zimbabwe Defense Forces have taken a bold stand in defense of the Constitution and the right of the people of Zimbabwe to express their political opinions without fear or favor. Well done, Defense Forces.
The 93-year-old Mugabe meeting Sunday with the army commander who put him under house arrest days ago in a second round of talks on his departure after nearly four decades in power. Saad El-Hiri, who resigned as Lebanon's prime minister earlier this month, said he would return to Beirut Wednesday and explain his surprising resignation announcement in Saudi Arabia. Hariri spoke Saturday in Paris with French President Emmanuel Macron, who offered to help Hariri resolve his role in the bizarre Lebanese political drama. On November 4th, Hariri announced his resignation from office in an appearance on Saudi TV. This sparked turmoil and skepticism. He then blamed Iran and Hezbollah, which is part of the Lebanese government. He said this is for the move, saying that he actually feared for his life. He has had plenty of support from world leaders. This is VOA News. Longtime Venezuelan opposition leader Antonio Ledezma met with Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy in Madrid Saturday. He arrived in Spain earlier in the day from Colombia after escaping house arrest in Caracas. Neither man spoke publicly about their meeting. Before leaving Colombia, Ledezma said he was planning a global pilgrimage to fight for political freedom in Venezuela. Ledezma, the former mayor of Caracas, said he had spoken by phone with the Colombian president. A sign of hope for the families of the 44 crew members on board a missing Argentine Navy submarine. On Saturday, the Defense Ministry said it believes it's detected seven failed satellite calls from the vessel, a possible indicator that the crew has been trying to reestablish communications. Reuters' Sarah Hemrajani reporting.
The location of the ARA San Juan hasn't been known since Wednesday, when it last made contact 268 miles off Argentina's southern Atlantic coast. Authorities in Argentina are now working on tracing the calls, while an international search mission is underway. But that's been complicated by recent stormy weather. The Navy says an electrical outage on the submarine may have been the cause of its problems.
Ukraine officials have arrested a man who was considered a suspect in the 2004 shooting death of Paul Klebnikov, the editor of the Russian edition of Forbes magazine. Ukraine's State Security Service said in a statement Saturday that they had detained a suspect, a Russian man, who was also wanted in other slayings. That man was arrested in Kiev. Hard rock band AC/DC co-founder Malcolm Young has died. He created the Australian heavy metal band with his brother Angus Young in 1972. Young had been suffering from dementia for several years. He was the group's guitar player until his illness forced him to leave from the band in 2014. AC/DC was known for its bold guitar riffs and declarative howling vocals characterized by such songs as You Shook Me All Night Long and Back in Black. Malcolm was 64 years old. Afghanistan defeated Pakistan Sunday, winning their first under-19 cricket Asia Cup final in Kuala Lumpur, offering a rare opportunity for celebrations in a country desperate from a break from relentless rounds of deadly violence. Battling first, the Afghan team scored 248 runs in their allotted 50 overs. The opposition Pakistani side, while chasing the target, was dismissed within 23 overs for just 63 runs, enabling Afghans to win the match by a massive margin of 185 runs. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.